Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treebwasser.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People applying Rotary's motto of service above self.
And Jonah, today our very special guest is fellow Rotarian Dave Kruger, who will be talking to us about Rotary's commitment to vocational education. And this is a really hot topic right now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. In today's economy, you know, how you're going to make a living is great. And we're very pleased to have an outstanding Rotarian. Good morning, Dave Kruger.
Good morning.
So what is Rotary doing about vocational education? And more importantly, why are they interested in it?
Well, vocational is one primary aspect of Rotary that is well known to Rotarians, that we have an emphasis on ethical business treatment, and we also have an emphasis on exchanging with the rest of the world in order to further vocational and global understanding efforts.
Well, this goes back, of course, to the founding of Rotary. In 1905, there was an attorney by the name of Paul Harris. He was new to the Chicago area, didn't know anybody, so he decided he'd want to get some new friends and also possibly new people who would want his legal services, so he started the Rotary Club. And
That's
they call
correct.
It the Rotary Club because it rotated between office to office, lunch restaurant to lunch restaurant. And the idea behind it was to get people of different professions and different services in one room and, you know,
to provide community service and do good works.
Yeah, and not only that, to give each other referrals.
And network, the original networkers, right? And
absolutely.
A little bit of radio Rotary, a Rotary trivia is that's also was the genesis of the wheel, which is the logo of Rotary, is the rotating around from location to location, actually.
That's right.
Correct.
And now Dave's going to tell us about one of the avenues of service of Rotary, which is vocational education and supervision. Dave?
That's correct. Now, this aspect is actually a little more specific because the whole idea of the VTT, or the vocational training team, is to have an exchange between Rotary districts, preferably in different countries, that are technically centered or have a specific topic for the exchange. So it's more of a vocational exchange program where you have experts or professionals from different countries.
Internationally.
It's
an international effort.
That's correct. And this is a follow-on of a very popular program that went on for years called the Group Study Exchange.
Which was an absolutely fabulous program because we would invite here to the Hudson Valley members of different professions from, say, Taiwan. We had them here from Europe. And it was fascinating to meet people because my day job is as an attorney. And you'd meet attorneys from other countries and chat about it. In fact, Sarah and I met a young lady who was on the radio in Taiwan.
Yes, we interviewed her,
actually. And she brought us their radio station pen that looks just like a microphone, and we gave it to our engineer, the fabulous Jay Verzi.
Fabulous Jay Verzi. And I've personally hosted them, had them, because I'm a banker now by trade, and had some former GSC participants in that were in financial services in Latin America.
Yes.
And it was very different. The sociology is very different. It's very interesting to chat with people. But anyway, so GSC is no longer. We've moved on to the vocational VTT, which stands for, again, Dave?
Vocational Training Team?
Vocational Training Team, which is an international effort by Rotary to exchange, kind of cross-pollinate with other professionals globally.
Right, and the object here is less cultural, less exchange, and more technical, more goal-oriented. Like the rest of the world, we're becoming more focused on achieving a worthwhile goal. And so the point now is VTT is targeted toward a specific effort, specific project, or profession. In our case, we are looking at a project in exchange with District 3140 in India to do an exchange based on water and based on rivers and based on our expertise in the Hudson Valley of dealing with water issues, of dealing with river issues. We have all these wonderful institutes. We have Cary. We have the Beacon River Institute. We have colleges and universities that have a very deep expertise in dealing with watershed issues and dealing with urban water issues. And, of course, India has significant water issues.
Challenges.
You know,
really.
Rotarian Dave Kruger, what you say is so true. Of course, we have the mighty Hudson River flowing right through the Hudson Valley, and it had a lot of problems with the PCBs and other things where it wasn't safe to swim in the Hudson, it wasn't safe to eat the fish. Now things are improving, and they have in India, the Ganges River, which is used not only as a water drinking source, but it's also used, unfortunately, as a toilet sewage situation. And if they do, they wash their clothes, they water their cattle, the cattle relieve themselves. So specifically, what kind of advice are we giving our fellow Rotarians, our friends in India, about water resources?
Right. Well, what we have done is propose, our district governor, Bill Bassett, has met with his counterpart. He refers to himself as Dr. Ball. I'm afraid I have trouble pronouncing his name. He is their district governor, and they were interested in having this exchange. And the idea is they will send an exchange team to visit the Hudson Valley next May. So it'll be May of 2013. It'll be comprised of one Rotarian leader and four professionals in this area of water management, water treatment.
Now, are they scientists or biologists, or essentially that's their professional background?
That would be the makeup. We haven't selected the individuals yet.
The people have not been selected, but that would be the complexion of the team.
Exactly. So the governors have had a few exchanges of emails listing proposed topics, urban watershed, check dams, other aspects, and they have settled down on kind of the generic watershed issue, and that is a very broad issue. It covers wastewater management, water treatment, how do you keep the rivers and your reservoirs healthy, et cetera. So they will continue to coordinate on how they want to do this exchange. And as you know, through Rotary International, there's a funding aspect to this. If both districts apply for a grant, they can potentially have the funds that each district coordinates or nominates or provides matched by Rotary International.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that would really expand the funding possibilities for this.
And that's how these efforts and this particular exchange program would be underwritten.
Correct.
Now, of course, we're talking about an exchange. We're going to be hosting these folks from India here.
Correct.
Are we planning on making a trip anywhere else in the world?
Well, we will do an exchange back to District 3140 in India, and presumably that would be to build or to do some type of project based on the same problem, same expertise, probably not the same individuals with whom the Indian team is going to meet here, but other people from our Rotary area, our District 7210 area, would be traveling presumably in 2014 to take on a project that would be consistent with what the Indian team would be learning here.
Now, do you have to be Rotarian to go on this trip to India?
No, absolutely not.
Well, tell us about who we're inviting, and if people out there who are listening to our show this morning might know someone or themselves be interested in going, how will they contact you?
Absolutely. I can be contacted through the Rotary International, through the Rotary District 7210 website, or you can just email me at KRUGED@us.ibm.com.
Say that one more time, Dave.
KRUGED@us.ibm.com.
And folks at home, get a pencil and paper because we'll repeat that in the second half of the show. So what kind of people are you looking for to go over to India as our part of this exchange?
Well, that part, that aspect is still being defined. It will have something to do with water. Presumably, we would like to finish a project that is something that could be accomplished or at least initiated within a small frame of time, maybe a week or two during the exchange visit. But I'm assuming we would need hydrologists, engineers, civil engineers, that type of person. So maybe
you're looking
Pastor
for
Governor Jim Yarmuth, we could
How about radio broadcasters to carry your luggage?
Sure. I think if you're
I'd be willing to carry your luggage.
Jonah is so shameless. He's always trying to get a ride.
We could
somewhere.
Tape a great show in India. That'd be fabulous.
Yes,
filled with
the
camera? Sure.
We absolutely could. So now, how long, when you mentioned a week, are you talking about a week to put the program, put the agenda together? Or are you talking about a week that they would be there? Or how long are they going to be away?
The incoming team, we're assuming a schedule of about 1 to 2 weeks. The outgoing team, because the project has yet to be defined, it's difficult. But I would assume 1 to 2 weeks.
Okay,
that's
ideally,
typical.
That's what you would want to do.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, under the old group study exchange, these visiting professionals were hosted in the homes of Rotarians. Is that the same situation here?
Yes, that is still the plan.
Okay.
And we are going to need host families. And if you want a cultural exchange for your children, there is no better way than having a young professional from another country visiting your home.
Similar to what our youth exchange program
exactly.
Folks at home, if you're interested, Dave's email address again is?
KRUGED@us.ibm.com.
And again, you do not have to be a Rotarian to either apply for this program, to perhaps do an exchange through your as a professional, or to host an incoming professional, perhaps scientist or engineer from India.
But you may find it so much fun that you want to join Rotary, and we'll talk about that in the second half of the show. But first, let me remind our listeners, they're in tune with Radio Rotary. right here on the air and around the world by podcast on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Treboas, and my co-host is the effervescent Sarah O'Connell. And our very special guest is Rotarian Dave Kruger. We're learning about Rotary's commitment to vocational training. And Sarah, who keeps us in work here at Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Jonah, this week, Radio Rotary is sponsored by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Arlington, Poughkeepsie, Congress Valley Cottage, Highland, Hyde Park, Kinderhook Tri-Village, Kingston Sunrise, Middletown, and Millbrook.
And we'll be back with more of Radio Rotary after these important messages.
Not all superheroes wear capes. Most wear jeans, or sweaters, or suits, just like ordinary people, because that's what they are. They are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, men and women whose superpowers are the capacity to care and the desire to make the world better. So the next time you need a superhero, don't look in the sky, look in the mirror. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org. Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
The Peace Bell Foundation will be holding its third annual Promenade for Peace on the walkway across the Hudson on Saturday, September 22nd at 10 a.m. from both the Highland and Poughkeepsie sides. That's Peace Bells Across the Hudson, September 22nd, on the walkway at 10 a.m. And join us in this celebration for peace. For more information, go to peacebellfoundation.org. That's peacebellfoundation.org.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio and online at hudsonvalleytalkradio.com.
Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell, and welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary. I'm joined in the studios by my co-host, Jonah Treboiser, and our very special guest, fellow Rotarian, outstanding Rotarian, Dave Kruger, who's a member
Super Rotarian
of the Pleasant Valley Rotary Club, has been for many years, has done a lot of service on the district level, on the community level. He's an engineer by trade, correct?
Material scientist.
Okay,
I work as an engineer.
I know you travel quite a bit.
Find out, what is a material scientist?
Material scientists study the manipulation and utilization of advanced materials in any product you can think of.
Okay, Jonah, aren't you glad you asked?
I am glad I asked. I actually understood about half of that.
Okay. So, obviously,
but you know what? He's a great
Dave
guy.
Is very smart.
Oh, yeah. No question about it.
And Jonah and I are trying to measure
smartest,
up there, keep up
with
him. And
the smartest thing he ever did was marry Kathy, who's a dear friend of ours.
Another wonderful, exemplary Rotarian. And
Kathy, he's shaking his head yes.
Yes, and he's always very proud to speak about Kathy and her many contributions to Rotary and Rotary International. Both have traveled internationally doing good works on trips, Rotoplas.
Kathy did Rotoplas missions. Yep. We've been to a few international conferences. Yep.
Anyway, why is Dave here?
He is here because we're talking about a newish initiative that's grown out of an old standing tradition of Rotary where there's exchange of culture, of people. We're talking about the VTT or the Vocational Training Team Exchange Program that grew out of an old program where young professional people from other countries, we would send a team out and a team would come in. And this year,
right.
Dave is spearheading the effort. He's assisted by Heather Malcolm.
Heather Malcolm, my great colleague who is at the Cary Institute, and she herself is a researcher who studies river issues that we were talking about
That's
earlier.
That's right.
And
she's
another outstanding Rotarian.
She's Absolutely.
She happens to be in my Rotary Club, by
and
the way.
And she was a group study exchange team leader to New Zealand and came back and ran the program for several years.
So, and as a result, became a Rotarian.
Correct.
And now she and Dave are working together to create an exchange program, I understand, from India?
Correct.
That's okay. So we'll recap that just very quickly.
Sure. Well, what we're looking at is a technical focused exchange program with another Rotary district that will involve water and our Hudson Valley's district's expertise in rivershed water treatment, river studies, and have an exchange with the other district in India, District 3140, to focus on training that team on river issues and water issues while they're here next May, and then having a follow-up exchange where we send a team to India to complete or initiate a technical project related to water, presumably sometime in 2014.
And let's just say that you do not have to be a Rotarian to apply to this program.
Correct.
It's looking like it would be 1 to 2 weeks long, so
Correct.
It's something that you could take your vacation to do or get a leave of absence from an employer who supports
That's right.
that. And it's funded, it's underwritten,
it's
Dave?
Is that right?
Yes, the district, the host district, the incoming district will be responsible for the team while they are in country.
Okay.
And as you said, Jonah, they will be hosted by local families.
What a great way to learn about other cultures.
Exactly. And the sponsoring, the outgoing district, the district sending the team, will pay for airfare and nominal expenses.
What a deal.
If you want cocktails every night at 5 p.m., that's probably in your own dime. But and
how did you know?
The other aspect here is that even though it is a technical-focused exchange program, we do want to encourage it to have a cultural aspect. We do want people to spend time in seeing the beautiful Hudson Valley, enjoying it. We hope to have the team members attend Rotary meetings. And, well, I'm sure, being Rotary, that there will be some triviality and some parties and such for the team. So it won't be an entirely technical exchange.
Well, you know, I'm sure there are people now who are really anxious to apply for this. So, Dave, give us your contact information again.
Sure. You can call me at my office at 892-3146. That's the 845 area code. Mm-hmm. Or you can email me at KRUGED@us.ibm.com.
Okay, and folks, don't forget that pencil and paper. We'll repeat it again before the end of the show. Now, Dave Kruger, let me ask you one question. How'd you get involved in Rotary? People like to hear about our guests.
Yeah.
Our daughter was in an essay contest sponsored by a local Rotary club, the Pleasant Valley Rotary Club, which is a very small but very mighty Rotary club.
Mm-hmm.
We only have about 11 people. She won an essay. And one of the Rotarians at the time was talking to us about the Rotary Club, what they did. It was actually our minister down at Freedom Plains Presbyterian Church, Bill Boak, who has since passed away. But he invited me to join, and I became a member, I believe, in March 94.
And you have been a very active member because you're a past president, right?
Correct. Several times.
Several times.
And you've also done assistant governing.
Correct.
You're leading this initiative.
Yep. And I was the incoming coordinator for group study exchange for teams from Honduras, New Zealand, Taiwan, and several other exchanges.
And his most important job, of course, is personal chauffeur to Kathy Kruger, his lovely wife, who is one of our leading lights in Rotary and who has devoted herself as a registered nurse to our Rotoplast program, which is where Rotary brings plastic surgeons and other medical professionals such as herself to poor areas around the world to do cleft palate surgery on little children. It's absolutely wonderful.
She's been involved in several international traveling missions, I suppose you would call them, with medical teams going out.
She went on one to the Philippines, but we just had a team return from Venezuela. So we had two Rotarians, Margaret and Barbara from Fishkill, and I can't remember. I think Margaret is from Kingston.
Okay.
Isn't she trying to put another group together?
Yes.
Maybe that's what I'm remembering.
Constantly raising money.
Yeah.
And,
can I carry her luggage to the next place she goes?
This was the fourth Rotoplast mission.
Because I have no talent. I have no talent or skill other than talking on the radio. So.
Well, they do need quartermasters who lug things around on Rotoplast
missions. I'm ready, willing, and able.
Very good.
Let's talk about your club for people who are in the area who might want to meet you in person. Your club is which club again?
the Pleasant Valley Rotary Club.
And where do you meet?
We meet at the Village Restaurant in Pleasant Valley on Route 44, right next to the Getty gas station by one of the three stoplights in Pleasant Valley.
Can't miss it.
What day?
No. We meet Tuesday evenings at 6 p.m.
Okay, and Sarah wants to know?
How is the food? Well, I actually know how the food is because right. I've been to many a meeting there.
The food is good.
The food is good.
Camaraderie is great. The fellowship is great.
Which is a big part of Rotary.
Absolutely.
We're all have made, we have. We can all say we have some very, very deep friendships that we have made through Rotary.
So if any or all of our 50,000 listeners would like to learn more about the Pleasant Valley Rotary, come as Dave's guest. Again, where and when?
It's the Village Restaurant, 6 p.m. Tuesday evenings. It's always good to call ahead to make sure that we haven't been rescheduled or moved that night, but we're pretty regular about our meetings.
And for those of you who may not be in the Pleasant Valley area but still want to learn about Rotary, go to Rotary.org, R-O-T-A-R-Y.org. Click on the club locator button, type in your hometown, learn where your local Rotary Club meets, and join us for the fun, the fellowship, and the service, such as the service that our guest Rotarian Dave Kruger is giving in the area of vocational studies. Dave, we're just starting to come out of a really, really bad economic situation here in this country and around the world, and still things are pretty dicey in Europe with the euro. Why is it important for young people especially to start thinking about what vocation they'll be in, even at the junior high school or high school level, and be flexible about it?
Absolutely. I think the most important thing children can get is a broad education so they can adapt during their careers. I think most people, old people like I am.
Oh, no one's older than me.
This is true, Dave. We're chickens compared to him.
I am so old that Marconi was my first engineering radio.
There you go. Most people...
Inside radio joke.
Most younger people will not...
Terrible.
Have one career with one company for 30 years. Most young people will have five or six careers.
Or not one profession.
Correct.
You're right.
Exactly.
I mean, you could completely change professions.
So right. It may be a good idea to have a very broad education, be very flexible, adaptable, find topics in which you're interested. I'm sure you've had other guests talk about the importance of networking and maintaining a resume and such. But yes, it's important to find something that you love to do, like Rotary. But in terms of a career, you need to have a broad education. You need
to have
a very flexible outlook.
And be willing to learn new things.
Absolutely. Constantly.
Constantly.
So
yeah.
Getting back to the vocational teams that are going overseas and are coming here, you know, one of the brilliant parts of Rotary is we have all these exchanges. We have our international conventions. You get to sit down and break bread with people from around the world. And you discover how much we have in common with other people.
Absolutely.
And you know, when you've broken bread with someone and learn about them and see how similar they are to you, it's very hard to pick up a gun and start shooting at people.
Well, it just goes to show you prejudice is just a, you know, lack of knowledge.
That's right.
Lack of understanding.
Just last night, we were with our Rotary Youth Exchange team.
Right.
A boy that just got back from a month-long trip around the country.
Country? On the bus?
They had a great time.
Yeah.
And he has so many friends that he's made here and with his fellow exchange students from around the world.
Yeah.
And that's where Rotary is.
That's what it's all about.
Opening windows, opening doors.
And the success of Rotary is made possible by people like my guest, our guest Dave Kruger and his lovely wife Kathy. Dave, thanks so much for joining us
on Radio Rotary. My pleasure.
And who do you have to thank for bringing us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is sponsored this week by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of New City, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Red Hook, and Rhinebeck.
For Sarah O'Connell, this is Jonah Trebwasser. Thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again this same time next week for another edition of Radio Rotary.
When school begins this year, many of our children will not be able to buy the necessary school supplies. Those who do qualify for food stamps and school lunches do not have the extra $50 to $100 needed for supplies. To meet this dire need in the Dutchess County area, Millbrook Rotary is contributing to the local schools and food pantries. Please join them by contacting the Millbrook Rotary at millbrookrotary.org. Come, walk, stay. Grab a leash and your best friend. It's time for the Dutchess County SPCA Paws in the Park Pet Walk. Pet Walk is Saturday, September 29th from 11 to 3 at Bowdoin Park in Poughkeepsie, New York. Pet Walk is fun, festive, and an event for the pet-loving community that raises funds for the Dutchess County SPCA. Pre-register at pawsinthepark.petwalk.com or register at Pet Walk. It's a doggone good time.